systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hall. Today is Sunday, April 12th, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name is Braden.
And I'm Danny.
And I'm David.
Oh, what's up, buddy?
Hey.
This right here, thank you guys so much for being here with us Sunday night. This is the Bon Voyage episode. This is the last show we're doing until we get to New York. Episode number 179, we will call it. If you guys are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback, you can type shit, we'll read it on the show. There's no live phone calls tonight or voicemails because we got David mic'd with one of the lapel mics. We're testing that out.
Right. So you guys can hear what that will sound like.
Right, how are you doing, David?
I'm doing good.
Good.
I'm stoked.
You guys, how does that sound? You guys hear that okay? Sound nice and clear? I hope so. Good. How are you, Braden?
I'm fucking excited.
Really? Hold out your hand. Yeah.
No, but you don't know. I actually have a disease that makes me shake all the time. Me and my oldest brother have it.
I
always do this.
Me and Michael J. Fox.
Right.
And my oldest
brother. No, I don't have Parkinson's, asshole.
Awesome. 26 says, oh, yeah, dude, moved to lapels, too.
Cool.
Speaking of, oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah, no shit.
While we were packing, I got a phone call from Seth again. Like, last time,
Seth
called.
Seth who?
Seth Romitelli from, oh, yeah, dude,
nice.
UID Nation. He called while I was up at Dana's house with her a while back, and we didn't have service up there, so he just left a message. I'm in the middle of packing, and the phone rings, and it's a weird number. I'm like, huh, who's this? I answer it, and he's like, what's up, brother? This is Seth. I'm like, holy shit, dude, what's going
now
on?
Now you have his phone number.
Yeah, yeah. So if you guys want to give him a call, it's 32... No, I'm
no
totally
that's not cool,
kidding.
Dude.
he actually tries to stay away from all of that technology stuff. But yeah, he's really into what we're doing. When we get back from our New York trip, we're going to start working on a little cross-promotion with them, as well as what we're already doing with Stereo Radiation, Hot Cakes, Ear Candy NY. We'll probably do a show with Ear Candy NY while we're there, either in their studio, we'll come on their show, or they'll come with us on one of our shows, or maybe both.
If we have time,
I
that'd
gave
be cool.
them. I gave them, since they're they do music and stuff on their show, I gave them an advanced copy of the Book of Matthew, the hip-hop album I made. So they're going to listen to it and probably tear it all apart on one of their shows, hopefully. So
nice.
That'll be interesting. And I guess if you guys want, I'm going to bring some blank CDs. Well, I probably won't bring blanks, but I'll have the album on my laptop. So if you guys want a copy of it, whoever is in New York with us, you guys can have copies of that shit if you just want to listen to it. There's no artwork done yet, obviously. Haven't had time to do that, but it is, all the tracks are finished and stuff. So we were checking out on live video because it's still not archiving our fucking shows for some
reason. Of course
reason.
It's not. Why would it fucking
not
just work like it's supposed
I'm sorry,
to?
Live video. I apologize for taking up any of your fucking server space that you could be using for...
Right, for those cam whores. Thanks.
And
your
not,
precious space.
It's not even that. We were checking out more shows today that they say they're shows. And I'm like, so what's this show about? And he's like, oh, it's just us chatting. I'm like, then don't call it a show! It's not a show!
Then why does it say fucking show
yeah,
at the end
it
of it?
It should say, this is my name and this is
us slutty
chatting.
Slutty whore Rachel talking to a bunch of losers with them
right,
dicks in their hands.
Ghetto
show.
Fucking wife beater blinged out bro
right.
Talking to other fucking faggot douches. Like,
whatever.
That's not a show. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe
can there just be a default for all of the people who are streaming and they don't actually have a show? And it'll just say douche.
Well, that's what
that?
I'm thinking, though. Maybe live video started out as that, and now that there's this thing called podcasting, we're on here invading their territory. So maybe live video is just people chatting with each other.
Maybe.
It's not even supposed to be for shows. but we use it for shows. Right. So I don't know.
We're using it for a real reason.
What I do know is we were at 23,584 live channel views, and I wrote that down yesterday because it didn't seem like the counter was working, but now we're at 23,612 live channel views, so I guess it's working, but it's...
Wait, was the feed on when we were talking about that? Because they were like, oh, see, they're on to us. Let's make it work for a couple
days. I don't know,
days.
But you better archive our fucking shit live video, you fucking Catholic twats. I'm really sick of this shit, and if fucking Cool Edit crashes again, and I go to fucking live video, and that shit ain't fucking archived, I'm gonna go my next paid vacation, I'm coming to your house, you fucking cunts. So, speaking of fucking cunts... Holy shit, I am so pissed about this. Do you have any idea what the fucking airlines are doing now?
No, I don't.
I hope you guys all brought an extra $15 with
really?
Us. Yeah.
Do we actually have to? I thought that was included.
Yes, you would think.
Right.
How much money we fucking pay for plane tickets now. Holy fucking shit. Now you can bring your fucking carry-on, but if you want anything checked... They're fucking charging you for that shit.
And then it's another 25 for a second one.
And if it's over 50 pounds, it's like even more fucking money.
Yeah.
So you can travel with whatever you're bringing with you, but if you want to check anything, that's not included in your $450 bullshit fucking sitting coach ticket.
And then right after that, they lose your bags and be like, yeah, go ahead and go fuck yourself right now. Thanks.
Yeah, exactly. You know they're not taking any better care of your fucking shit. I know.
It's just as shitty as it's always been, except they're getting an extra $15 per person.
Half of our shit's gonna get broken by the time we fucking get there, I'm sure. Anything that's fucking checked. So they do this because of gas prices. Okay, I understand that. The gas prices went up, so you gotta pay a little bit extra. Put that in the ticket price. Don't be like, if we wouldn't have called them, we wouldn't have fucking known. We would have got there, and they would have been like, okay, you're checking this, that'll be $15, $34.
Yeah,
that'll be $60. And we're like, excuse me? No, we already bought our ticket.
Yeah, because beforehand, that's what it was like. You bought your ticket, your first bag was free that you checked, and your second bag you would pay so much for.
Or the least they can do, if they're going to fuck us in the ass like this, the least they can do is when you're buying your ticket, be like, are you bringing, how many bags are you bringing with you? How many are you checking? That way, when it tells you how much your ticket costs, it just shows a whole
total.
Yeah,
saying,
so
hey,
like,
you can bring this and blah, blah, blah.
It's like, all right, since you did that, your ticket's going to be.
And that's what it was, actually, when I came back up here from Florida. It on my itinerary or whatever, it said, you know, oh, one baggage included or whatever, and a maximum poundage and shit on it.
Right. Yeah, the last time I flew, you could have one carry-on and one check.
How long ago was that?
2 years ago.
Okay, so last time I flew was with Odie, and we flew to Florida, to Miami.
And that was last year.
And that was last year for the Keith and the Girl cruise, and there was nothing like that happening.
Yeah.
But it seems shady that they do it because the gas prices went up. Gas prices are down now. They didn't take that away.
No,
they're
they
just
never
gonna
changed
keep it.
It's
like,
still there.
Hey, we know you guys are struggling with the economy and shit. We know you're still obviously gonna take fucking vacations and all that because that's what people do. We live above our means that we're able to support. But we're still gonna fuck you as much as possible. We're gonna give you shitty fucking service. We're gonna give you food poisoning with the shitty fucking microwave food we serve you.
That's assuming you have an extra $20 to buy a fucking chicken strip.
Is that what they cost now?
I don't know.
Are they charging for food also now?
Yeah?
I'm not eating on that plane.
Nothing's free.
Dude, I'm not eating on that plane.
You want
I'm not
a cup
risking
of water?
Food
That'll
poisoning.
Be $2.
Hey, if the cabin pressure depressurizes and you want to use the gas mask, that'll be $5 an hour.
Right.
So, and if not...
Actually, it's $5 per 5 seconds.
Bring out the credit card.
Because...
on the credit.
Yeah, here,
bullshit.
Just fucking put this on
so
my card.
We have to pay you more money on top of our ticket, which should include all that shit, to bring our luggage because we're traveling. We have to pay fucking Ticketmaster fuck cunt faces to use our printer to print out our fucking tickets for this show that is outrageously priced on top of a fucking $6.80 inconvenience fee.
Right.
Would anybody else like to fuck us in the ass?
No, here.
Right
here.
Live video.
Yeah, right here. Let's get it.
Pretty soon, video's gonna start fucking charging us to do our show on their fucking site. This world is going to shit. I'm so mad.
I can't wait till we get to New York and 26, it's all over with.
26 left to feed back here. It says, it's a little secret confession. My husband looks at porn, and I'm having an affair on him. Not on porn, but in real life.
No, on him. Like, he was laying there.
On him.
Right.
Right.
I didn't realize he was home.
I still think his is worse.
That's honey, not right.
Excuse me, honey, you looking at porn is worse than me having sex with your best friend.
Right.
Behind
because
your back.
If you're, well,
he's looking at porn to keep himself from cheating.
She considers looking at porn cheating, so she's like, well, if you're gonna fucking cheat on me, why don't you just fuck a real person?
He's like, I only look at porn because you don't fuck me anymore. And she's like, well, I don't fuck you because I'm fucking him.
Right.
Makes sense.
Well, like, he's only looking at porn to keep himself from cheating on her in the first place.
Or maybe that's the only thing that gets him hard sometimes.
Or whatever. Right. Yeah.
Maybe that.
Some people are very visual.
Sometimes I need to look at some hot chicks that aren't fat and come.
So invite your honey to look at porn with you. That's what I do. I'm like, hey, have you seen this one yet? How about this one? No? Have you seen this one? Well, let's sit down and watch it. And then you do a doggy style so you can both watch
it. Reenact.
Right. That's all.
Yeah.
That's why I call monkey see, monkey do. You see, and then you do.
You do. Right.
So if you're smooth, you'll throw on, like, this train run and just destroying anal
some
fucking black
light
shit.
Some blacklight
bukkake
porn.
Like, oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, here comes the poo-choo train. So, yeah, we do want to give a few thank yous out.
Wait, is it the
poo-choo? What?
The poo-choo train.
Interrupt me while I'm thanking our fans for giving us money for all of these fees we have to pay for our vacation.
I was just going to add to what you just said, but then you moved right on to the next thing. So,
Paula says, Matt, do not, I repeat, do not befriend any black guys that want to sell you weed.
We don't have to get any.
Right. 26 is bringing the weed. It's cool.
Except he won't be there for a while. Yeah.
Right. Get there sooner?
Right. Can like, you, like, the
meet
day
us at the airport?
Like, Monday evening.
Right.
So, yeah, thejamhole.com/Twitter/Danny/Braden/David. I made one for his.
Nice.
You guys can follow all of our Twitters in case we happen to get separated. You'll see us all stumbling around blindly in New York City trying to find each other.
I don't know. If I get lost in New York City, I don't know if I'm going to be Twittering it. Oh, my God, I'm lost. Twitter.
Where are you guys?
Oh, my God, I lost the guys. I need to call them.
It'd be like a bunch of retard blind kids playing Marco Polo, just, like, bumping into shit and everything.
Awesome.
Jeremy, I think his Twitter is JeremyKATG. He made an amazing Google map, and I saved that on the computer and shit. It has all of the places Keith and the girl talk about on their show, like Surf Reality and all the places they eat at and all the comedy clubs. Like, it's all on this map, and he made it. It's pretty fucking amazing. So thanks to him for putting all that together. I added Webster Hall, where we're going to go see Richard Cheese play on Saturday the 18th. I added where our hotel is. We're staying at the Cosmopolitan Tribeca. And I added, you know,
that
the
just
newer
rolls off the tongue beautifully.
I know, Cosmopolitan Tribeca, the condo by the fucking bay that it's going to be.
Yeah, you could say that.
It's going to be fantastic. I'm so fucking excited. We went to the PDGA.com. We found some FOLF courses in New York, so we're going to bring a few FOLF discs down with us. Did you get yours?
I brought both mine.
Okay, I got mine. We can get a couple more out of my car. That'll be good. But yeah, real quick, I did want to say thank you very much to Paulo for a last-minute donation. That kid has supported this show more than anybody else. Just, like, he bought a shirt way back when, and then ever since then, he's just been like, here's, you know, $25, here's
$30.
Sending
us stuff, too.
Merry Christmas, here's $50, here's a couple books, here's a router, here's all this shit.
Some fucking elf hats, those were sweet for Christmas.
Big Bob McCracken says, so yeah, complaining to a free site about not meeting your expectations, yet because it's free, you want more. Damn, man, pay for your own Flash player and get over it. No, I don't want more. I just want what they offer to actually work.
Right.
That's all. If it's not going to work, don't offer it and I'll move on. But if you're going to fucking offer it, make it fucking work. That's
like,
all I'm saying.
You show it there.
Is it
like
your site,
there.
Big Bob McCracken? Because if it is, could you please fix it? Because it's not working properly. And another thing, you offer it to archive that shit, so then I fucking save 2 archives per show so I can throw it in our live video section. I can throw it in our fucking forums video section. And half the time, those get corrupt.
26,
so fuck me.
Don't fuck with me.
What?
He just said, the archives of the missing show just turned up. I'm not kidding.
Are you serious?
Like, literally just now?
And I'm gonna stop the show and go look, and he's gonna be like,
Oh, I gotcha! As I watched it.
Really? That would be pretty fucking sexy if they were there, because I will totally go through that and rip the audio and put it up as the show we lost. I'm not even kidding. Or if one of you guys want to do it while we're doing the show and send it to us, that would be really fucking cool. But we are on a very limited time schedule. We have to get this done. We have to save it, get it uploaded, get the show notes done. I have to shower, shit, shave, pack up all the equipment. We have to drive 120 miles and make it to the airport. All by 5 o'clock in the morning. It is now 12:20 a.m.
Right.
Just saying, the clock is ticking. So, happy Jesus Zombie Day to all of you.
Yep.
Yes. Well, actually, now it's over, thankfully.
Oh, okay. Thankfully. Did anyone kill any zombies today?
Probably not.
Okay. Not so much.
Did Jesus come back today?
Not this year.
Not yet?
Well, he poked his head out of the hole, and he didn't see a shadow, so it went
okay,
back.
Okay, so another six weeks of heathenism.
Yeah, and then if he sees a shadow, maybe he'll be resurrected.
You know, if he sees a shadow, he goes back in because he's scared, right?
You had
that backwards.
That's how it works.
It's not even fucking Jesus. That's Groundhog's Day, okay?
Oh, fuck Jesus. So, yeah, we went up to Mom's house, and she made a big ham dinner. We celebrated Easter by shooting lots of guns.
Nice.
We must have popped off, like, massive amounts of .22.
I wish I could have done that instead of working.
Kimber handgun .22, fucking deadly accurate. A beautiful .22 long rifle, fucking scope and shit. .45 semi-auto Deagle, fucking just... Oh, man. We must have blown off, like, over 200 rounds. 9 millis, 45s, 357s, all that shit. We were just popping them off. I was pretending it was live video. I'm like, sup, bitch, you got my archives? And it was like, nah, man, I don't. I got some cheeseburgers. I'm like, bitch, boom! And I fucking, I'm out, fucking clip. Oh, it was so fucking, I felt so much better.
What did you shoot at?
Live video. No, the arena. We have some targets and
your
shit
old
set
car?
Up there. No, I want to. It's up there, and I want to so bad, but every time my stepdad's like, don't shoot. And he makes the point. He's like, you cannot shoot at your car. I'm like, it's my car. I wrecked it 4 fucking times.
Yeah, it's not like it. What are you going to do with it now other than shoot
it
at
it?
It
looks pretty, though. The one side's nice, and it's still got the mirror tint, and I washed it right before I wrecked it, so it was all shiny, looking nice on them 17s. Big Bob McCracken says, no, I don't own that shithole, but yeah, live video is way behind the times. I mean, hell, they can't even afford Delta Com servers, so yeah, for free it sucks, but you got a good show, so yeah, run with it and hope have much success. Right, thank you. If you guys can suggest a better thing, I don't like Mogulus because they have ads right on the video screen. I don't like Ustream because of the same reason.
Well,
but,
and they censor their chat, which is kind of annoying. Because if you say fuck, it just says censored.
I mean, really, who gives a shit? They can't censor what we're saying, but right. I don't like that.
Yeah,
so,
still.
But they do... Ustream uses that high-quality flash media encoder, which is nice to do, but they don't archive it.
And we can only have the one camera.
Well, yeah, you
unless
can
you
have
double
it in
it.
There, but yeah, you can't have 4 different cameras, so I don't know, dude.
Right, as of right now, live video seems to be the
best. We do have a coder that's working on making some stuff for us that will stream to a bunch of different places like that, but it's not anywhere near done yet. So.
It might take a while.
We'll stick with this, since all of our fans know this. We're building up a good fan base of live video people themselves. You know, we're over 20,000 views, and we've only been doing this on live video for a few months, so
yeah.
I think that's pretty good. We get around, you know, 30 to 50 people every show checking it out.
I think
it's a good place to be, I guess.
I think we're ahead of where
we should be. That's all I'm asking. If you're going to offer it, just make it work. That's all. So, yeah, after that, we're eating ham and shit. And have you ever seen the show...
What? Really?
Nothing. Sorry. Have you ever seen the show Nitro Circus?
Yes.
I have never heard of that show before tonight, and
that's
because
you don't
shit.
Watch TV ever.
Well, yeah, but
it
I,
is on I Love Torrance.
Is
though.
It?
Yeah.
Oh, I just never fucking got it. But that is an awesome fucking
show. Yeah, it
show.
Is. I love that show.
It's cool, like, to see those guys made it. Like, now they have a lot of money. Johnny Knoxville.
Travis Pastrana.
He's been, you know, up there for a long time because he's
the
an amazing
motocross and
supercross racer. Yeah. But it's cool to see that, like, back in the day of Jackass and before that, their home videos and stuff. Like, they were doing stuff with shit they found. Like, we have a fucking shopping cart. What can we do with this? We have some friends that know how to skateboard really well.
They took the fucking big wheel and they did a backflip on it and shit.
But now, you know, they've made it. They're at the top of the game and shit. They have all these friends that have huge fucking ranches with dirt jumps and all this shit. So they're doing their same antics, but with, like, bigger toys.
Yeah.
Like, they jumped a fucking monster truck. They tried to
backflip. They jumped a semi.
They broke 42, set or broke 42 Guinness World Records in, like, that one episode.
Yeah.
Amazing. Like, if that, I don't know, that they seem like a cool bunch of fucking people to hang out with.
Or when Travis Pastrana jumps out of the plane with no parachute.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, man. I've never seen that show before. It was weird that it's my mom and my stepdad are like, hey, have you ever seen this show? And I'm like, no, what is it?
And it's on MTV.
Like, yeah, I'm like, holy shit, my mom's watching MTV. That's awesome. Fantastic. So, the one thing we forgot to test was, you know, we tested the lapel mics. Those all sounded good. We tested them into our mixer, which is coming with us. But we tested them with the desktop, which, you know, the mixer goes into the desktop, and that runs that. The laptop goes into the mixer, and that's where you guys hear the live feed at. We're not bringing the desktop, and I totally forgot to test the mixer going into one of our laptops. So, I mean, even if it sounds shitty, there's no possible way with the way the airline is. I'm not bringing the desktop computer. There's no fucking way that's happening. So
yeah.
Well, I just forgot to test it. So my bad, guys.
Maybe the fact that we bought a mixer with a 20 gig hard drive built into it was a good idea after
all. Yeah, and we've never used the mixer. Like, we bought it thinking that we could use it to portably record stuff. And the mixer has a 20 gig drive that it can record on. We've just never done it that way. We've always use the mixer going into the desktop, which is going to Cool Edit Pro, which records it. So, I don't know. We'll fucking see how it works. But either way, you guys are all going to be there in person. So, you know, you'll see the show and stuff. And hopefully it'll sound good for the podcast version and the live version, all that stuff.
Hopefully.
So, yeah, fuck. Did I tell you what happened today?
Fucking give it to me.
Today, that guy I like took me on the Cavaliers game. Just took it. Took me all over it.
Take it like a champ.
At the game on the Jumbotron, they do a thing where they show couples and have them kiss. The camera goes on us, and as I go in to kiss him, he turns and says, "Not in this lifetime." Bom, 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 bom.
No, what would have been better?
The entire stadium got to see me get rejected. Fuck my life.
That would have been even better if when she went to go kiss him, instead of just looking at her and saying that, he just put his hand up and, like, pushed her face away.
Oh, I know.
It's like, no.
I've been like, not you. You.
Yeah. He turns to the girl on his other side and kisses her.
Today, as I got down on one knee and was in the middle of saying, "Will you marry me?" she answered a text message. Apparently, it was more important. Fuck my life. Hold on, honey. Hold that
Hold
thought.
On one second.
It's my other boyfriend.
Right.
Today, the girl I've had an orange crush on for the last 4 months asked me on AIM how to block someone. Hey, do you know how to block someone?
Yeah, it's
on
that,
AIM.
It's that little button that has the little red thing and the slash through it says block.
30 seconds after I finished explaining how to block someone on iChat, she went offline and I haven't seen her on AIM since.
Nice.
Fuck my life. Today I was volunteering at the hospital. This lady was calling the nurse's station and I had to go see what she wanted. When I asked her what she needed, she mumbled something. Hey, what do you need? Pardon? Excuse me. As I leaned in closer to hear what she was saying, she threw up all over my face. Apparently, she was nauseous. Fuck.
I'm sick.
Have you ever been thrown up on? Like,
no.
On, like, I've been next to someone, but, like, on you?
Yeah, actually. Whoa.
Actually, I take that back. I've had my dick thrown up on.
What?
Oh, when it was well, like,
it was the hot hottest thing I've ever witnessed.
And then you just came instantly. Like, duh!
And then we stirred it around. It looked like oatmeal.
Oh, hey.
What?
Little did she know that is the oatmeal she ate for breakfast.
Absolutely.
Hey, you know I got a stomach virus. Let's not talk about that.
Let's try that later. So you're driving. We'll be in the back seat. Holla.
You guys gonna fuck in the back the whole
time? I have not screwed in my car yet since I've bought it.
She was gonna hold the flashlight while I read a book while she goes,
right.
Not. No, but I have
been
thrown up on.
You're gonna spew into this. God. Today I woke up. Wait, so how'd that happen?
We were all really drunk and young at my friend's house, and,
young, dumb, and full of cum.
Yeah, pretty
much.
And
vomit. And vomit.
And I was chasing my friend around the pool. I was like, ha, 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 you're drunk, and you can't run right, and he turns around and hurls up his Colorado Kool-Aid all over me.
Oh.
It was purple, too. He was like, stop, stop.
How did you get thrown up on, David?
Years ago, back in middle school, we went on a field trip to one of those theme parks, and this girl that was in my class didn't want to go on that.
Clear your throat real quick.
It's your cat.
Get the cum
I'm
out
allergic
throat,
to
bro.
It.
Right.
And the zipper, she didn't want to go on it. She said she got motion sickness, but we forced her to go on it, and I was the one sitting in the cart with her.
Of course.
And yeah.
You and everyone else under her. Today I woke up to find The Sims 2 running on pause on my laptop. I unpaused to find my character and my boyfriend's character no longer together.
Aww. Oh, you got dumped on The Sims!
Oh, snap!
That's
update
a first.
Status, single. Playing The Sims 2, looking for a new partner. Slightly confused, I went on to find the note my boyfriend left. It said, quote, I hope you can take a hint. I got dumped through a computer game. Fuck my life.
Oh, my God.
And the awesome thing is, that's probably not the first or last time that's going to happen to this particular person.
Probably
not. Sure. That's so great. I mean, granted, what she's not telling you is that, you know, he asked me out in Second Life.
Right.
We traversed through that, beat that game, went into The Sims 1, beat that game, Sims 2. Later, dude.
It's over.
Today, I was with my girlfriend in her room. She starts screaming. Her father bursts in and, thinking I'm some kind of therapist, no, some kind of rapist, hits me in the head with a baseball bat. Not bad enough?
What?
Is it not bad enough?
Oh, that's bad enough.
I wasn't the one making her scream! There was a huge spider on the wall. Hit him with a bat, not me.
Seriously.
Fuck my life.
Just storms in. Motherfucker, I knew it!
Dude,
you're dead!
Like, oh, the man. Spider. The spider's like...
My spider sense is tingling.
Fucking A. Today I found my dog, who'd been missing for over a month, at the local pound. The quarter pounder. Jeez. Clearly it was my dog. She had responded to her name and cried when she saw me.
Your dog?
She threw her arms around me and said, oh, I missed you so much. And I knew it was my dog because she came right up to me, crotch level, and started licking.
Then hung.
Not now. No. Wait later. Get home.
I didn't even put any peanut butter on
it. I know. I missed you too. however, the woman there told me I could not simply take her. I had to follow through with all the policies. I had to pay $250 to adopt my own dog.
Oh.
Hey, I hear you. I'm going to have to pay $15 to bring a bag of luggage on a flight that I already paid for.
What I don't get is, like, it's not like it costs them any money for us to check a bag.
I'll pitch in on the gas. It's cool. I already did.
Yeah.
And that's like when we looked it up yesterday, they don't even have an updated price list.
No!
Everything they had was from 2008.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. We wouldn't have known that if my mom wouldn't have called.
That's fucking
like, we would have got there and they would have been like, hey.
$15.
$60. And we would have been like, are you kidding?
Pardon?
And I even told my mom that. I'm like, so what would they do if we just pretended like we did not understand what they meant? Like, no, we already got our ticket.
Well, why don't we do that?
She's like, no, this is an additional fee. No, we already paid the taxes and all the fees.
Right.
We have our tickets right here. And they're like, no, you have to pay for your checked luggage. Like, no, yeah, we already did that. We have our tickets right here.
We paid for it.
And they're, no, my, I told my mom that. She's Capita like, says no. They will bring security and you will not get on the plane.
Which it had to have changed within the last 6 months, because when I flew back from Arizona, they didn't charge me anything.
Jesus.
Unbelievable. These
and that was when gas prices were down.
Are
finally.
These the same airline companies that went to the government a long time ago?
Yeah,
like,
give us some
help
of
that going down. We should have just chartered a fucking Learjet. Probably would have been cheaper.
Probably.
Fuck. Today it was Easter, and I thought it might be fun to look for eggs with my little brother.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
That's what Easter's all about.
Right, that's what you do on Easter, I hear.
Praise God. I hope we can get our holy water on the plane with us.
Right.
Is this less than 3 ounces of liquid?
I believe so.
What do you think they would say if they're like, you have to leave that? I'm like, no, this is religious. This is holy water.
Right.
They're going to tell you to check it.
This is, no, this is blessed holy water. I can't do that. It's my religion.
Right.
You want to fuck with God?
And so they're gonna. So Muslim's gonna come up and be like, "I need to bring this gun because it's in my religion."
Durka, Durka, Muhammad, Durka. Well, fucking, that's silly.
Right.
This is real. This is God up in the sky. Okay.
Yeah. What, okay. Here.
And his zombie son.
Here we can tell the difference between reality and made up belief stuff.
Goddamn right.
Blessed holy water is real.
That's real. Fucking for real.
For reals.
So right, Easter eggs. My parents told me to take the ones in the higher places. Like, where God's at.
Right, the highest place,
the highest. And that my brother couldn't reach. All of his eggs were filled with candy or money. Each one of mine had a note saying, "Maybe when you lose weight, fuck my life."
That's
Happy Easter, Mom, you fucking bitch.
Your mom's a cunt.
I know. Fuck. Today, a woman, like, plural, a woman...
Right.
Okay,
a
you guys with
women.
Me here? Okay.
A women.
A women.
Wait,
drove...
asexual?
No, a women.
A women.
A women.
A woman.
How about a woman?
No,
a
that's
woman.
Not what it says.
No,
it says a women.
Right.
Drove through my house. All of them.
All of them.
She was texting and eating watermelon at the same time. I didn't know that was even possible to do. Now my house is condemned. Fuck my life.
God.
You were texting and eating...
Really?
This is not the country kitchen buffet.
How fat are you when you have to eat while texting? While driving.
So good. I'm so hungry. I'm on my way. Oops. Now I'm in someone's house. And you know what? I bet they never even got any trouble at all. No, nothing happened to them, I bet. Today, I was reading a text from my girlfriend as I was paying for my shopping in a supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
They actually charged me for every grocery bag I use. They're
really?
Like, paper or plastic. I'm like, doesn't matter. And they're like, well, no, it actually
it does. Because
paper is $2 a bag.
Right.
Plastic is $1.50.
Right.
And then if you want us to actually put them in the bag, that's an extra $4.
Right. And then if you want it double bagged, it's actually three
right.
times
and,
the price
and
per bag.
If you want your food refrigerated, that's actually 50 cents per hour per item.
Right.
So... And now, we're actually charging a cover charge
right.
to get into our grocery store.
And if you want to use a shopping cart, that'll be another $10 for
right. and
rental
you have,
fees.
You
and
have
you have to,
be,
to sign out a rental agreement.
Right, and you have to be over 25.
Right, right. And
right.
if you want insurance on your cart, that's another $5.
Right, absolutely.
Right.
Today,
God.
How long until that's reality?
Oh, I'll give it
when
5 years.
When we get
years.
To New York?
Yes, because it's already like that in New York.
I can see that. So, as I was thinking what to reply, the woman behind the counter handed me my change. I got confused and said, "Thank you. I love you. Fuck my life." I've done that before. I've been, like, texting and talking at the same time, and I end up typing in my phone what I'm saying, and then I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, oh, that could have
wow.
been bad.
That could have been.
Could have been really bad.
You could have gotten yourself in trouble.
I could have gotten
I just texted
dumped.
Out loud.
What?
Nothing.
Today, I was going on a plane to New York. My passport picture is 6 years old, and back then, I was a beautiful model.
Mm.
Now, I gave birth to a child and gained 50 pounds.
Really?
Fuck.
And you
a
don't
child
have the kid?
Is like...
7 pounds?
7 pounds, 6 ounces?
Right.
Where'd the other 45 pounds come from, you fat cow?
McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Nice.
Oh, shit. I go to Burger King because I'm the Burger Queen, you fat fucking bitch. I showed my passport to the airline attendants. I got arrested for stealing someone's passport. As you should have, you fat fucking cow.
Seriously.
Well, you guys have all seen my ID picture. I'm like, oh, crap. Hopefully they let me through security.
Yeah, that doesn't look anything like you at all.
Right. Like, because his head is, like, 3 times bigger in it.
Yeah. Excuse my face. Last one for tonight. Today, I walked in on my boyfriend of 5 years having sex with my blank blank. Go, David.
Best friend.
Best friend!
Aww.
Yes! That's what... Are we bringing the bell?
Yes.
Absolutely.
We have to.
Nice guess,
that's
bro.
A must.
Nice guess. Best friend. 5 years I had with you. And now you fuck my best friend?
She is a little hotter.
Well,
I mean,
a little skinnier,
you know, too. You know what they say, if you want to get with a girl, get with her best friend.
Right.
For 5 years.
And that's why I don't have a best friend around you ever.
That's fine.
That's why your best friend is a dude.
Right.
Hey, be careful what you wish for.
That's true.
Come to think of it, I don't have a best friend in this state, so...
Yeah, you don't have any friends, except
honestly,
for us
I don't.
And the Jamhole Nation now.
Pretty much.
You are the first lady of the Jamhole that's stuck around longer than 2 months. How long has it been now?
Someone asked me this earlier. Your brother asked me earlier, and I can't remember.
Well, good, because then I don't feel bad about not remembering.
It was I know.
Sometime before Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
and then after Valentine's Day, I actually made you ask me out, and then I said no, and then the next
you thought
day,
I was joking.
I was like, I guess, if that's what you really want.
No, you thought I was joking. I was like, no, I was serious this
yeah,
time. You're
oh.
like, oh, I should have well, said no. yes then.
Then fuck no. Jesus.
Hold on, I got a text message.
Yeah. Oh, hey, I'll hold that thought. I'll
right.
be right back.
It's about 2 months, baby.
When they saw me, they immediately stopped and said nothing. Awkward silence. After about 5 seconds, my boyfriend yells, April Fools! No?
No.
Oh my god.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Easter.
Fucking praise the Lord.
Is it Halloween?
Oops? April Fools was 12 days ago. Fuck my life.
Paula says she's the first one that's old enough to buy cigarettes.
That is a good point.
That is so sad in so many ways.
Not even alcohol.
Yeah, but it was fun.
I won't date anyone that I can't take to a bar. That's just why.
The other one didn't smoke, though, so, I mean...
Yeah, but if you wanted to go hang out with your work buddies after work at the bar, like you do sometimes, she'd be like, I have to sit at home.
Well, then he just wouldn't go to the bar, because that's not a big deal for him.
We would have hung out with her friends at their parents'
actually,
house.
Actually,
yeah, not
or something.
Fun.
Drinking their alcohol.
Her friends would have been my little sister, because she's in her history class.
Yeah, stop skeezing on Brady's friends.
I saw her fucking sister today driving her car.
Yeah, how's she doing?
Guess what was in the back of it?
A dog. A kid.
A baby.
Two kids?
I don't
yes!
know. Now, I'm not talking shit. I don't know if they're hers.
Did she look slightly... Did she gain 50 pounds?
Well, yeah, but that...
Right.
That just goes
that
without
don't matter.
Saying.
She's gaining that anyway.
That just goes for them hoes. But
yeah,
that was weird. Like, I'm driving up this way, and I see her go that way, and, like, she looked like she was kind of checking me out, because I was looking pretty sexy and
right,
shit.
Right, your Steez were fucking
on.
Hot.
Steez was fucking on fire and shit. And then I think she saw that it was me... And, like, instantly just, like, almost vomited or something. Like, you fucking scumbag. Like, hey, love you.
Hey, I miss you, too.
Hey, how's that job doing working at that fucking chiropractic place? Still doing okay? Getting enough hours to pay for your trailer? Good. Just want to make sure. Hate to see you and your boyfriend that you cheat on all the time, you know, get kicked to the curb.
Right, that would be sad.
Yeah, that
would hate to see
I'd
that.
I'd shed a tear
right.
or two.
I maybe. Might feel a little bad.
I haven't had sex since August.
What?
After being in a 3-year relationship, having sex every fucking day.
How is that going for
you? Well, I'm going nuts. I wish I had someone. You know, I'd rather to be in love again, but if not, I'd take someone just to fuck.
You probably have a wicked bad porn addiction.
I just need someone. You know what else? On Friday night, / Friday.
Right.
My husband.
Good Friday, actually.
Good Friday.
Let's see how good it was for you.
Well, my husband of 20 years committed suicide. using a kitchen knife. I actually bought that kitchen knife set. Good Friday. Now, I was cheating on him, so I mean,
now every
what
time
else?
When I make dinner and I'm cutting carrots, I'm gonna be thinking about
you.
Him.
And good Friday.
Yeah. Hey, you and Jesus, right?
Yeah. You guys are tight.
Fuck. Honestly, some days are just rough, and as I sit here tonight, all of you, all of me,
right,
all of the cat.
What are you doing, kitty?
Are you cool? I think she was licking stuff. You're gonna miss us, kitty. Can
she
we
is.
Bring the cat?
No.
That's bring another suitcase.
Yeah, that's another $25. Actually, if you bring the cage with her, you can you
I
could
have a carry
check
on,
her.
A carry on like animal cage thing.
Cage well, match?
What?
No, sounds a carry good. On like
so,
cat thing.
We'll I
stop,
sit.
We'll stop ahead. At the FedEx store. We'll mail her to us.
Yes,
they do that
overnight.
I sit here tonight. All I want is for people to stop being annoying and conversing via confession, so I can read something to give my mind some rest.
So I can read about some people that have it a lot worse than me, so I can feel better about myself.
Right. Paulo says, remember Lolita, mother bitch? I remember how all you guys came together and said I'm fucking scared straight. Shit. I remember that shit.
I remember how Paulo called him up and said he was going to show up at his work with baseball bats.
And five other people. And then yeah. I also remember how five other people called him saying the same right. fucking thing.
Wow.
We handled that shit. When I'm with you, I wonder how I'm ever without you. And when I'm without you, I'm thinking about you. It's sickening, really.
That is kind of disgusting.
Because I fucking hate you. And when I think about you, I fucking touch myself. Oh.
I fucking fuck myself.
You go fuck yourself. Oh, fuck. Well, that's it for that stuff. I did pull up a few news stories. We're not going to really... Well, we're going to do some news, but I'm just going to read them. And if you right. guys have any comments, and then we're probably going to wrap it up because we got some other shit to do. So, in celebration of Jesus and Easter bunnies with rainbow eggs shoved up their buttholes and holy water,
we
of
celebrate
course.
That kind
of
bullshit.
This one's called... Whoa. Me spitting. This one's called Swedish Parishioners Unveil Lego Statue of Jesus.
Rare.
Lego my ego. Lego my
That's
Jesus.
That's just retarded. Sorry.
This is Stockholm, Sweden. This is how they roll. Parishioners at a church in Sweden celebrated Easter on Sunday. You know how they did it?
How?
By unveiling a 6-foot-tall statue of Jesus that they had built out of 30,000 Lego blocks.
Wow.
I bet there's
all white. How'd they get all the white Legos, I'm wondering.
That's how they come in Sweden.
Right. They're all white.
No, you gotta paint them yourself.
Hey, Jesus works in mysterious ways.
No, if you actually go to, like, a Toys R Us, you can just buy tubs of Legos that are all one color.
Yeah, I'm just thinking in Stockholm, Sweden right now, there's a lot of pissed off kids wondering, where the fuck are my Legos at?
They're all stealing them.
Kids like, I got it. It's over here.
It took the 40 volunteers about 18 months to put all the tiny plastic blocks together. And their creation shows a standing Jesus facing forward with his arms outstretched in normal Jesus fashion.
Right.
The Protestant church was filled to capacity with about 400 worshippers on Sunday when the statue went on display behind the altar, and some of the children in the congregation couldn't help but touch the white artwork. Which is a good change in the church. This time the kids are touching that instead of
getting touched
right,
in the butt.
Yeah. Good. Church spokesman Per Wilder said the statue at the Onsta-Gerda-Gerda-Gerda-Gerda-Gerda-Gerda church in the central Swedish city of Njerbedurbedurbed is a copy of a Danish Njerbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedurbedur creamy caramel center on the inside. Many of
delicious.
The delish.us. Many of the donated Legos that the church received were of other colors and were placed inside. And that's it for that story.
I want to get inside of Jesus now.
Oh, I'd be all up in Jesus, man, with my fucking Legos.
Oh, I'm already up in it.
Up in it. Jesus. That, do you think, like, they unveiled it and everyone at once was like, Jesus!
Jesus! That's a lot of Legos.
Fucking Legos.
Jesus Christ.
This one is called Four Injured After Drunk Drivers Collide in Wisconsin. This is awesome. Racine, Wisconsin. Police in Wisconsin say four people were injured after...
Wait, are you telling me that Don and Drew are... dead?
Possibly. I'm not, I don't want to start any rumors or anything, but,
I don't want to call out any names or anything.
They've been kind of quiet lately.
Yeah.
That's all I'm gonna say. Four people were injured after a drunk driver hit another drunk driver in Racine. So, two people, drunk.
Right.
Two people, drunk. Somehow managed to actually
find each other.
Yeah. Like, you're drunk. You'd think they would totally just be like,
to swerve the opposite direction.
You know, the
you're
funny
the
thing
drunk
is,
walk where they actually coordinate everything but still look drunk and just have awesome capabilities to maneuver around everything.
The funny thing is, it was probably like some dude and he's cheating on his wife with this chick. And then in the other car is his wife cheating on him with some dude.
With his best girl, actually.
Yeah, like totally
connected. It's all completely interconnected. And they're both drunk. Because,
you know, Wisconsin, not a very big pool to choose from.
Right, not a place you want to move to.
Police say one drunk driver was traveling at a high rate of speed on Main Street when he missed a turn. Oops.
That's my turn. I'll catch the next one.
I miss you, turn. And went the wrong way on another street around 2:40 a.m. Saturday. He hit two parked cars, rolled over, and hit an oncoming car driven by another drunk driver.
Yeah,
that is awesome.
Boy, I don't know, guys. Why should this... I don't understand. I guess we could drink more.
Yeah, I don't understand what's wrong with driving drunk.
No, I don't understand. Just alcohol in general.
Yeah, what's wrong with it? It's totally fine.
Know.
It's not like you do stupid stuff
never.
On it. Ever.
I mean, it's not like anyone, you never regret anything.
No.
Or
you never do something stupid,
you can,
forget it.
Yeah, you can never use it as an excuse of any kind.
No,
like,
not for anything.
Hey, I was sober. I'm
right.
Sorry, okay? Bad judgment, my bad.
My bad.
I apologize.
I'll remember not to be sober next time.
Lieutenant Mike Polson says none of the injuries are considered life-threatening. He says 27-year-old Pleasant Prairie man was cited for causing injury by intoxicated use of a motor vehicle, and a 35-year-old Racine man was cited for operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated. Fantastic. You're all a bunch of drunk fucking retards down there.
That's what they do in Wisconsin, I hear.
Right, they make cheese and get drunk.
Right. And make shitty podcasts.
Right, awful fucking podcasts. Now, all right, this one is called Environmental Agency Offices Pollute Washington Creek.
Really?
Environmental Agency polluting.
Really?
Weird, right? Like the president of PETA eats a steak every night.
Every night.
Vancouver.
This right here just goes to show you how everyone really does not give a fuck.
No, not at all.
The environmental agency is now polluting.
I used
really?
To give a fuck. Now I give a fuck less.
Right. I couldn't
what
give
I think
two
is
fucks.
Success? It sucks. Too much. Oh, Washington State environmental regulators say they finally found the source of pollution that has been fouling a creek near Vancouver Lake. You know who it was?
Who?
Themselves. Oh. The agency's own sewer pipes. Oops.
Man,
we've been looking everywhere except for there.
Yeah, you know, we put in the sewer pipes, but I couldn't figure out where they came back out.
Damn.
There it is.
City workers have discovered that an office building sewer line was mistakenly connected to a storm drain rather than the municipal sewer main. Oops. What
My
were you
bad.
Saying about people not giving a shit about their work anymore?
Oh, yeah, they really don't now,
no,
obviously.
Absolutely.
I was exactly right. Awesome.
No more. The 1970s vintage building houses Washington State Department of Ecology regional offices, as well as those of the Department of Fish and Game and U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
You mean...
The Army's dead engineers.
Right.
Right. Sewage from the building has been making its way into Burnt Bridge Creek and eventually into the lake. Fantastic. The environmental director said the discovery was, quote, embarrassing and upsetting.
No, people are either not giving a fuck or they're just getting really stupid.
That's what I call handling your own dirty work. All right, I got a couple more quick stories here and then we'll get the fuck out. This one is called Mass liquor store offering home delivery. Save you from save you from that drunk driving. You should
wait.
Be
did
doing
they
more of.
Listen to one of our past shows?
Possibly.
They should just deliver.
Either that, or people. Either
there is just that big of a demand for it,
right?
That
or
someone's doing it,
or
for
people
real.
Are blatantly ripping off our good ideas,
right?
In which case, I want a percentage.
Yeah,
I want $2.50 every time you use your printer to print out something you need.
Right.
Got it.
Wait, you don't have a printer?
I'll sell you one cheap. Beverly, Massachusetts, a Beverly liquor store is worried that hard times might keep many costumers.
Really?
Whoa,
it
battle,
really says that.
Rattle bro.
Costumers?
Do you mean customers?
Is this Halloween?
Maybe. Maybe it is. Costumers out of the store. So, we know we're in hard times, but... You still
gotta get drunk.
You need to drink still.
I do
like,
need
hey,
my alcohol.
Buy diapers next week.
Right.
You need that 40.
I need to drown my sorrows in some fucking JD. I'm sorry.
Absolutely. Have you guys... David, he's the one that runs Anna's New York with us when we work there and shit. Have you been noticing these hard times? People are maybe staying home more, eating, not wanting to go out and eat as much.
Maybe not tip their delivery drivers.
Especially not tip their delivery drivers.
You've been running some deliveries lately, haven't you?
Yep.
How's that feel?
Fucked up. People don't tip.
Give me an example. You had one the other day you were telling me about.
Yeah, the lady all the way across town for $15 in the middle of lunch. And she hands me 3 fives, and I'm like, okay, I'm not getting a tip. And I go to turn around and leave, and she's like, oh, hang on a second. And it would have been better if she hadn't tipped me.
Right.
Because I turn around, and she's holding out her hand, and I'm thinking, okay, sweet, I am getting a tip. And she hands me 50 cents and says, that's for you.
I didn't.
Really?
They make it sound like they're doing you the biggest solid.
Right.
Like, hey, you're going to remember me next time. You're going to treat me with much greater service because, hey, I'm the one that tipped you big bucks, no whammies.
That is an insult.
I had an instant flash me
it
just
is.
Killing her.
You know what? I would have been like, no, ma'am, it was only $15 and you're not tipping me.
It's like, you know what? Actually, it looks like you need this more than me.
Yeah, you know what? $14. This is for you. Here's your tip. I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to start tipping them.
For me
bringing their food. I'm like, you know what? I've enjoyed this journey so much. I've enjoyed the wear and tear on my car. I've enjoyed the gas, the wear and tear. I've enjoyed everything about this trip.
Your time.
Let me give you a little something.
It was like Gone in 60 Seconds where he puts the change back in dude's pocket and he's like, here, go buy yourself another suit with this. Keep it. And he's like, oh, okay.
We did that to a guy at Carrie Dodge that would order like 3 times a week.
Yeah,
and every time he'd tip you the change. Not like the dollars, but the change.
Yep.
The actual change.
Just because he didn't want change jingling in his pocket.
Right.
And was so smug. One day I was just like, here.
They think they're the most high and mighty people in the world that like they just did you the hugest favor. Like, I can retire now because of you. Thank you. I want to thank you.
And that's exactly what I did. I handed it back to him. I said, no, obviously you need it more than
I
do.
Yep, that's all you can do. Like, and if it's a check, I'm going to start, I did this once, and I'm going to start doing it more often because I like the response I got. But they'll write it out for, you know, if the order's like $14.50, they'll write it out for $15 to even it. I go back to my car and I grab 50 cents. I'm like, here. We're all facing hard times, but you're obviously a little, you know, worse off than I am.
Obviously.
Struggling here working my second job. You know, obviously you dig ditches for a living and you have, what is that, 4, 5, 6 kids? Are those all yours? Yeah, 6 kids and 3 dogs to support.
Oh, is that a cat I see too?
I see your wife isn't that skinny, so I'm sure she must eat quite a bit. So, hey, this is on me.
And it's like even
fucking hate them.
Worse for me because I deliver lunch to all the businesses. So it's more than one person ordering. And I know every time I deliver it, someone's eating lunch on me because there went my tip.
And they're scumbags about it because it's in a big office. And you know, one of the people in there, they're all like, okay, they pitch in for what the food is. And then everyone's like throwing in a little bit for a tip.
Yeah.
There's always one person, though, that doesn't. Yeah. They're like, fuck it, someone else will pick it up. And then you feel that shit.
Yeah, well, no, they don't even pay for theirs
at
all.
What I really love is the people it'll be one person that's going to pay for it.
Yeah.
They'll look at the total and they'll see that they that's got like eight about. Or nine yeah. bucks more. And they'll pocket like five of it. So then you end up with three.
Yeah.
And you're like, you're a scumbag fuck. That happened at the first Keith and the Girl event, the cruise that me and Odie went on.
Oh,
the
I
first
remember
night. Remember yeah. that? When yeah. we went to the meetup and it was at Hooters. And basically, long story short, a bunch of people shorted on the cash. And me and this dude named the Grundle ended up chipping in the rest of the money because a few people walked out without paying anything. So we ended up like 80 bucks short. So me and Grundle split it 40-40.
That's
and
fucking yeah, bullshit.
Fucking bullshit, dude.
People and are worthless.
Like, I volunteered to do it because I work in that industry. And that fucking sucks, dude. I know these girls are dumb fucking bimbos, but that's their job. You know, right. You gotta pay these girls.
Oh, I'm saving up for college.
Right,
I'm gonna be an engineer.
Oh,
okay,
yeah,
honey. Right. Engineering my cock.
Engineering boobs, maybe.
All right, we gotta get through this. Right, Beverly liquor store worried that his customers out of the store. So now, Chris Sy's liquor store offers home delivery. The owner, Chris Palazzola.
Nice.
Said, thank you. Said he began offering home delivery last month to boost business during the slow economy. Because that's where we need to be focusing our money on.
Right.
For $5, $2.50 for senior citizens. Because, you know, their money's actually worth more than ours. Because it's older. Old
right.
money, right? Okay. He'll take... What?
Nothing. I was...
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
They think it is.
Well,
they fucking...
Just like AK Jeremy was saying, if I can even find it, whatever. But he was saying you should tell those old ladies, like, yeah, 50 cents isn't worth what it was used to be.
And they don't understand that. They're still living in the fucking past where you could buy a gallon of milk for 50 cents. I remember when I personally could buy a candy bar for 50 cents.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even do that now. It's a dollar for the small ones.
Right, if not more.
Yeah, $1.19.
Seriously.
Fuck.
I bought a pack of gum. You know how much a pack of gum costs?
I bought a plane ticket the other day. You know what they're doing now?
What's that?
They're actually charging you if you want to bring bags on
really?
The plane. On the plane with you.
Isn't that like
hey,
a
are
given?
You going anywhere?
Yeah.
Do you need
do
to bring
you, wait,
stuff?
Do you wear clothes?
No.
I do not.
Just thought
well,
of something
then you're
like, show up to the airport naked.
You should. You fucking should. And be like, I'm sorry, I don't feel... proper in paying you money to bring my luggage on this flight.
Actually,
you fucking greedy fox!
I just
you
couldn't afford it.
You greedy fox! You're a greedy fox! Oh, and you, we can't do anything about it. What
no.
do you do? We need
just bend
to
over. Just bend over.
Or just quit going places.
Right.
And let them feel that shit. Fox! Greedy fox!
Fuck you, airlines.
Fuck you, airlines. Fuck you. Fuck your face. On the wrong story. Hold on.
Right.
Right.
It's okay.
So for $2.50 for senior citizens or $5 for normal living people, he'll take your order and deliver it to your house in his own car. Hopefully he's not drinking and driving.
No, he is.
I'm sure.
Well, it's okay to drink and drive when you live in your car, I hear.
Right.
Because that's your home.
Palazzola also brings along a handheld device to scan customers' driver's license for buyer's age. Frank Anzalotti, executive director of the Massachusetts
Wait,
Package
whoa.
Stores Association, said home delivery is a rarity among liquor stores. Maybe because it's illegal?
They scan their driver's license to see how old they are?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, because they're people are so fucking stupid that they can't be, oh, you were born in 19, fuck.
That's,
yeah.
Carry the one.
Right,
oh,
how old are you again?
Fuck
I'm
me.
21, just take my, oh, here we go.
Palazzola said the smallest order so far has been for a 12-pack of beer, but he'd deliver a nip if someone wants it. What's a nip?
I have no idea.
Candy? What's a nip,
Cat
alcoholic?
Nip?
I actually don't have a clue.
Really?
Yeah.
Massachusetts for something? Anybody know what a nip is?
Little bottle.
Oh, the little...
Probably.
The shots or
like
the smaller ones?
Like the airplane bottles
okay.
of alcohol.
Are you sure? I figured it'd be
I
like
think.
A pint.
All right, what's the time, please?
We're at 59 minutes.
All right, let me do one more story. We'll get the fuck out. This one's called Minnesota Man Charged After Playing Rambo with a Bow.
Pardon?
Rambo
with a Bow.
One, two, Stallone? Or three, or four.
The newest one. First Blood, actually.
Oh, nice.
Me and my brother used to do that after that Kevin Costner Robin Hood movie came out.
Yeah.
We had those Nerf bow and arrows, like the real ones that uh-huh. came out when they were badass and you could do damage with them. And I remember there was this one part where Kevin Costner pulled out his bow and licked the fucking feather on it and then fucking start doing that, we would be downstairs in the basement part where we walked in at my mom's house, and we would be, he would be by the door and I would be by the other side, and we would just shoot, and then we'd use the bows to block and shit. Nice. And then we would shoot, and every time we had, like, we thought we were bass, we'd pull it out and fucking and fucking curse all fucking night. We would do that shit.
Wow.
And then we figured out if you took it and, like, pulled it back as you were letting it go, it would go, like, so fast. And we started, like, leaving big red marks on our faces and everywhere it would hit. So awesome.
I bet your parents love that.
Yeah, but they were Nerf bows. Because we were actually raised as humans and not animals.
Right.
Right. A man was charged with a felony after prosecutors alleged he tried to impress a woman by firing arrows at his neighbor's homes with a powerful bow.
Wow, dude.
Right.
Really?
Soak that in for a minute. Hey, you want to see something impressive? Check this shit out. Fucking...
Yeah.
Rambo. The charges alleged, police found arrows in the siding of townhomes in the man's complex on Saturday. What?
Did you just do a Gremlins thing?
The gizmo thing? My voice is kind of shy. I can do it really good when it's not. Yeah, forget it. Another arrow went through a patio door, shattering the glass. The charges alleged the 30-year-old man was, quote, extremely intoxicated.
Imagine that.
Get on.
Really?
I'm so surprised. Bro,
I don't believe it. No, that's bullshit. So was his female friend. She's the one that told me to do it.
Right. She dared
me. She's like,
actually,
hey, I'll suck your cock and fuck you if you can shoot an arrow through that sliding glass door.
Right.
I'm like, shit.
It's like, really? Because I already shot.
Oh, there it goes.
I used to actually date a bow, so I'm really good with it. It's a callback to a different show.
I don't
She allegedly told investigators that the fucking objectophilia.
Oh.
No, it's called something else. That's what I thought it was called.
Where they love stuff and not...
Objecto something. I don't know. OS something. I don't fucking know. Whatever.
I forget.
Right. She allegedly told investigators that they had been drinking all night, of course, before the man grabbed his bow and walked onto the deck. She thought he wanted to play Rambo. How old are you? 30 what? 30?
38,
really?
Actually.
Are you cool?
No. Not at all. I'm drunk as fuck, though.
Wow. But I got a bow and arrow. Check this shit out. Dakota County prosecutor said the man eventually admitted that he did it for giggles. Her name was...
Giggles?
Right.
The man was charged Wednesday with first-degree criminal damage to property and being a complete douche. And that is it for that story. That is it for the news tonight. We probably should get the fuck out of here and start packing.
Yes. It is 1 o'clock.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me. Okay, well, thank you guys so much, everyone that joined us for this special Sunday episode. 26, or whoever found that link to our archive show, can you email info@thegemhole.com with that, please? And when we get to New York, I would really like to put that up and rip the audio out of it and all that stuff. So, yeah, if you guys, I'll have... You know, my PayPal account and all that shit up there, so if you guys want to give us any donations while we're in New York, because I'm sure we are going to run out of money at some point in time, if we haven't already, with all of these extra fines and fees everyone's banging our assholes with, thejamhole.com/donate. Other than that, thejamhole.com/vote, give us a vote on podcast, thejamhole.com/Twitter/Danny, her Twitter, /Braden, his Twitter, /David, his Twitter, you can check out all our shit there. Follow our trip through the airport and security and all that. I'm sure one of us will be Twittering it. We're going to try and film this whole fucking trip so we can make, you know, some nice videos, probably just for YouTube. Maybe we'll make a DVD. Probably not, though, because who has time to do that anymore? Yeah, we'll bring some copies of the album. We're going to bring some shirts. Shazam says, y'all aren't sleeping tonight.
Nope.
No, we are not. I'm about to drive 120 fucking miles on Rockstar and Dick Sucked.
I brought the meth, actually.
Oh, did you?
Sweet.
I did.
Ooh, meth.
All right, other than that, thejamhole.com, that's our site. Email info@thejamhole.com. You can leave us voicemails. We will hear them. We probably won't play them on the show. 406-204-4687 or Skype thejamhole. Thejamhole.com/MySpace/YouTube/live archive. Fuck. We'll talk to you guys probably Tuesday will be the next show. You can always email us if you want to just say hi or whatever the fuck. If you're going to meet us in New York, send us an email and I'll give you guys one of our cell phone numbers so you can get a hold of us and shit when you get there. We got all sorts of cool shit planned. Richard Cheese concert, Keith and the Girls stand-up show Wednesday, all that fun stuff. So, yeah, we'll see you guys in New York. Holla.
Holla.
Later. Later.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, TheJamHole.com.